Well, I think that this is great news. The vote in the Senate today means that we are one step closer to seeing a pay raise for hundreds of thousands of hardworking Marylanders. This is a huge victory, and we're looking forward to the House, passing the Senate version and, the governor signing this bill.
We speak at 1:15 on Saturday afternoon. Do you have any idea when the House might consider it? Is that something they're going to consider later today or more likely on Monday?
I've heard a couple conflicting reports, so I'm not sure I could give an accurate report right now.
Fair enough. The Senate made some changes to the bill, which I guess is something that that your group would like. Tell me about the changes that concerned amusement park workers.
My understanding of the Senate amendment is that workers at amusement parks will now receive 85% of the state minimum wage or the federal minimum wage, whichever is greater. So this is an improvement to the amusement park exemption that was passed in the House. And I also think that something we want to highlight is that while there were amendments and compromises made to the bill, we also successfully beat back a lot of other amendments that were designed to weaken this legislation. So there is an attempt, repeated attempt, to lower the dollar amount or extend the phase into 2019, and even mid-session to create a two-tier minimum wage system. And we successfully defeated all of those attempts to weaken our bill. And the Senate today voted to pass minimum wage increase to $10.10, which again is going to impact lives of hundreds of thousands of hardworking Marylanders.
Maryland was pushing for an increase for the minimum wage for the tipped workers, also for the indexing. That doesn't appear to be in this bill. Any reaction to that?
I think that's unfortunate, but we can always come back and continue to fight for that. And at the end of the day, the minimum wage for all workers will rise as a result of this.
Don't expect any kind of conflict in the House. You expect the House to approve this, right?
Yes, correct.
Fair enough. Matt Hansen, have a good weekend. We'll talk to you
And do you
soon.
mind if I just do you mind if I just plug one more thing?
Sure, go ahead. Go
Yeah.
ahead.
So, I think it's important to remind folks that last year, this bill was voted down in the Senate Finance Committee. It was voted down 8-3. And this year, the bill passed Senate Finance 7-4, and the Senate floor just voted to pass the legislation 34-13. This is significant. This is huge. And the way we accomplish this is through grassroots mobilizing and organizing and lobbying. And I think it really shows the value, and the effectiveness of all the groups involved in the Raise Maryland Coalition, and also the, power of, activists and organizers to, really, promote and create change. So we're very proud of all the hard work that our allies and partners have done on this campaign.